أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم. In the previous ayats we read about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that he came and he called his people to Tawheed, to the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the people did not respond, he made dua to Allah ta'ala for their destruction, and they all got destroyed. The leftovers from his people, the believers that were there, from there came the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the father of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. With regard to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. جب آیا اپنے رب کے پاس لے کر دل سوترا. When he had come to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with a healthy, pure, clean heart. The ulama explained that this is a heart that a person who spends his money in good causes, a person who brings up his children according to deen and shariat, he gives them the proper education and he gives them the proper understanding of deen. A person who hasn't got false beliefs in his heart, and a person who hasn't got excessive lust that he falls into haram, and a person who has got nothing in his heart but Allah Ta'ala, that is Qalbi Saleem. And Allah Ta'ala reminds us that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made, he was purified to such an extent that he came with this pure heart to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, there is encouragement for us, we must also purify our hearts. وَإِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ. جب کہا اپنے باپ کو اور اس کے قوم کو کہ تم کیا پوچھتے ہو. His people, his father was not only a worshipper of idols, but he used to manufacture and make idols. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, with this pure heart of his, approached his father and his community, his people, and he asked them, what are you worshipping? Think for yourself. These idols which you are making with your own hands, and you are worshipping those idols, how can they be gods? How can they be controlling your lives? اِفْكَنْ آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ. کیا جھوٹ بنائی ہوئے حاکموں کو اللہ کے سوا چاہتے ہو. Are these lies and false and wrong things, these gods of yours besides Allah, and do you seek them? Do you want them that they must fulfill your needs, that they must look after you, they must protect you? A person who makes his own idol, carves it out, the idol could not come into existence of its own. And when it is made, if you make it stand, it cannot sit. If it is lying down, it cannot change its sides. The idols that you put food in front of them, they cannot eat it. And if the flies and mice eat that fruit, they can't stop them. Have you made these things your God? And you think that these things can control your life? فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. پھر کیا خیال کیا ہے تم نے پروردگار عالم کو. Then what is your opinion of him who is the creator and the sustainer and the nourisher of the heavens and the earth, the ones who is the one and only who has created all the heavens and the earth, who has created the skies and the seas, the mountains and the waters, that great being, how great is he not? And you have left him and you have become so stupid that you worship these idols which you have carved out with your own hands. فَنَظَرَ نَظَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. پھر نگاہ کی ایک بار تاروں میں. Then an occasion came when the people used to go out of the town and worship Allah Ta'ala, to worship the idols out of the town. Just like, for example, we have the Eidgah on Eid's day. When we leave the town and we go on the outskirts of the town and we make namaz there. Like that, these people also on a certain day used to leave their temples and go and worship their gods outside of town. So when they were going, they invited Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also to join joined them. And these people were idol worshippers, and they worshipped the stars also, which is called, today it's a great science to so-called astrology, that stars have got an effect and control the lives of people. How many of our good people also look up the stars, which year, which month of the year was I born? And according to that, they see what will happen to me in this month, etc. This is total shirk and kufr. We should abstain from that totally. So the people of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam were engaged in this great sin as well. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, just to mislead them, he looked up towards the skies and then he told, "I am sick." In other words, he just looked up for no reason, just to a red herring he put in front of them, that he's also affected by the stars. And they believe that Ibrahim alayhi salam believes like us, that he also thinks the stars control him, and the star that controls my life, and therefore I am sick now for this month. They also thought it's better leave him alone. If he's sick, his sickness may be contagious, it will affect us also. But Ibrahim alayhi salam just looked up and he told them, "I am sick." He was sick of the idol worship. He was sick of the wrong things. They took it on the outward meaning. He held another meaning, which is called in Shariat as Tawriya, and this type of a lie is permissible, that you speak the truth but you make the listener believe something else, and for a good reason, not for a wrong reason, not for the sake of lying that how we lie, but if it is for a good reason, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam on this occasion. So he looked up and he told them towards the skies, فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَكِيمٌ. پھر کہا میں بیمار ہوں, بیمار ہونے والا ہوں. I am sick, I feel I'm going to become ill. فَتَوَلَّوْ عَنْهُ مُدْبِرِينَ. پھر گئے وہ اس کو پیٹ دے کر. Those people left him alone and they carried on to the outskirts of this town in order to go and do their worshipping. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَا تَعَقُلُونَ. پھر جھا گھسا ان کے بتوں, پھر بولا تم کیوں نہیں کھاتے. Then when he had a good chance, all were gone out of town, he went into the temple and now he addressed those idols. And he said that, why don't you eat the food that these people have put in front of you? In other words, he wanted to demonstrate it very vividly in front of them, that this idol worship is such a stupid, idiotic thing which they are engaged in. So he addressed the idols and he said, why don't you eat? مَالَكُمْ لَا تَنْتِقُونَ. تُمْ کو کیا ہوا کہ نہیں بولتے. What is wrong with you? Why don't you even just talk also? If you are gods and you are controlling the lives of the people, at least talk. فَرَاغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ذَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ. پھر گھسا ان پر مارتا ہوا دہنے ہاتھ سے. Then the chopper he had in his right hand, the axe, he took and he started hitting those idols. They were so useless, they couldn't speak, they couldn't do anything, and they couldn't save themselves. And he broke all the idols besides the big one, and he hung the axe around the neck of the big one. فَاقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ. پھر لوگ آئے اس پر دور کر گھبراتے ہوئے. When the people returned, they went to their temple and they saw an amazing scene. All the idols are broken and her axe is hanging around the neck of the big idol. So then they realized this is the work of Ibrahim alayhi salam. They knew, as it explained in 17th Supara, he used to speak against the idols. He is the main suspect and we have to go to him. They ran towards him to go and interrogate him, arrest him, that what is this? Who is responsible for this? قَالَ تَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ. بُولَ كِيُو پُوچھتے ہو جو آپ تراشتے ہو. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, use your brains a little bit. How can you worship those things which you have made yourself? Many an intelligent person, when he the only way to overcome his enemy, he makes such a thing that a court case is made. He does something that he gets arrested. Now in court, the truth has to come out. And every detail has to come out there. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also did this, broke the idols. Now a court case came. And in the court case now, in cross-examination, he had a good chance to bring out the truth also. And he told them there, what is wrong with you people? That what you make with your own hands, you are the makers of these idols, and now you worship them and take them as gods. Wallahu khalaqakum wa ma ta'amaloon. Or Allah ne banaya tumko aur jo tum banate ho. And it is only Allah who has created you, and Allah is the creator of all your actions also. Whatever man does, Allah is the creator. Allah is the one who gave us that power to do. Whatever we do, it is all from Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we make also, that we are also made by Allah. So whatever we make is also from Allah Ta'ala. What we make, we use all the raw materials given by Allah Ta'ala. We use the brains given by Allah. So whatever we make is also made by Allah. And now you worshipping those things which you have made with your own hands. قَالُوا ابْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَالْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. These people then became completely disgusted with themselves, that they had no answer. And this is the way of a person who hasn't got logical answers, that he turns then to violence and to the abuse of power. Now they said that let us burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They had no answers for him. So we also should see that all that we believe, we must have answers. Our beliefs must not just be like, for example, the Christians, they believe in Trinity. They have got no answer for Trinity. They just, it's just a forced belief. So like that also, we can't just follow the forefathers in all what they had done. We must see whether it was right, whether it is according to Quran and Hadith. That is what we must believe in. So yeah, there are great lessons for us in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the ideal occasion just before Bakra Eid, which is the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and those ayats will also be addressed in the few days, all about Qurbani. So we should take great lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.